Track 4, more news stories. Widdicombe in the Moor farmer Will Dracup has been chosen as the new chair of Dartmoor National Park Authority. Born and raised in the National Park, the 33-year-old wants to engage more residents in decisions that affect the future of the moorland. He joined the authority as a government-appointed member 5 years ago and has a special interest in conservation and protecting the threatened March fritillary butterfly. The beef and sheep farmer is also farm manager for the Shallowford Trust, which offers children and young people the opportunity to connect with nature and rural life at Shallowford Farm near Widdicombe in the Moor. An advocate for Dartmoor, he has also been involved with the Devon Federation of Young Farmers Clubs and local branches of the National Farmers Union. He said he hoped his enthusiasm and love for Dartmoor would shine through at all times, and he wanted to encourage a really strong debate on issues. I want people to get their voices heard and to get the communities talking and being talked to, as well as other bodies and partners. A lot of our challenges can be worked through by joining together. We want a shared vision for Dartmoor. He said he's delighted to take on the role, but admitted balancing the books would be a massive challenge over the next few years as the Park Authority grapples with cuts in government grant. Mr. Dracup said one of his joys had been seeing children from all backgrounds come to Shallowford Farm and be in awe of the landscape. Dartmoor spoke its own language, and it was wonderful to be able to show it to so many people. This really ignited me to what the Dartmoor National Park Authority can achieve in helping everyone to access that amazing feeling that Dartmoor can give.
Task Force to Tackle Antisocial Behaviour. A new task force has been set up in Dawlish to help tackle antisocial behaviour. The formation of the Antisocial Behaviour Task and Finish Group comes after complaints from residents about incidents including criminal damage, graffiti and unruly behaviour. The six-strong group will be aiming to investigate current behaviour issues in Dawlish and explore effective responses. The councillors will then look to present costed, practical recommendations to the Town Council in September. But the council is also urging members of the public to report any incidents. Recent incidents have been reported at the Manor Gardens Play Park, where broken glass and human excrement were found while a picnic bench was also set alight. The group's objectives are to define the types and extent of antisocial behaviour affecting the area and engage with community and police to gather evidence and views. It will also be assessing the viability of a monitored CCTV scheme, including the cost management and compliance such as data protection. The feasibility of establishing a street warden or community patrol initiative will also be looked into. The group will then report its findings and recommendations to the Town Council as a whole for further action. A Town Council spokesman said, working together with other organisations, the working group hopes to formulate a plan to tackle antisocial behaviour in the parish.
Women's rugby player smashes world record. A Kingstainton sportswoman has become a world record holder after participating in the longest ever game of rugby. Shauna Ball was one of 92 players across four teams who took to the pitch at Mullingar Rugby Club in Ireland on Wednesday the 18th of June for the history-making, record-breaking attempt. The feat is even more remarkable as Shauna, who is also a Taekwondo world champion, has only been playing the sport for a year. It's still sinking in, the achievement that I have accomplished, a challenge that ended up being a lot harder than originally anticipated, especially with it being so hot during the day, Shauna said. After kicking off at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 18th, the women played for 26 hours and 33 minutes, breaking the previous record of 24 hours, 5 minutes and 15 seconds. A men's game also smashed the previous record, lasting 34 hours and 48 minutes. The previous record was 30 hours and 29 minutes. Guinness World Records are now verifying the footage before officially entering the games into the record books. Shauna scored 10 tries during the game and converted 6 of them, contributing to a final score of 1,142 to the wooden heads to 1,357 for the loose spoons. I scored in every stint I was on the pitch, Shauna said. Shauna, who usually plays at prop, had a go at every position throughout the challenge. The event has raised over £115,000 for 3 charities. The children's rugby charity, Wooden Spoon, mental health charity, Loose Heads, and the Lions Trust. The money will really help people to get that help that they need, she added.
Eat that frog raises hundreds. Pin the frog on the lily pad and guess the name of the bear were just 2 of the many activities on offer at Eat That Frog's charity fundraising event last week. The Adult Learning Centre on Courtney Street raised more than £300 for Cancer Research UK throughout the duration of Friday, June the 27th. Staff and learners alike donned brightly coloured wigs in an effort to entice passers-by. There were all manner of things to do, including a raffle, lucky dip, and skittles. Many people stayed for the raffle, and the centre was packed with people, said Eat That Frog's Kerry Brindle, who helped organise the event. The atmosphere was amazing, the learners did really well, and lots of parents came in to support them and us, she added.
Mini police see some action. Primary school pupils across Teignbridge have been taking part in Devon and Cornwall's police mini police scheme. The scheme sees children aged 8 to 10 take part in various community activities. Youngsters from Christo Primary School decided to dedicate their time to clearing up the village churchyard, pulling weeds, washing gravestones, and even polishing inside the church. They also painted stones with positive messages on them and created a kindness trail around the village. Elsewhere, the rural crime team covering Tynmouth and Dawlish recently paid a visit to Stoke-in-Teignhead. The village primary school has had issues with speeding drivers on the school run, and so mini police were deployed outside the school with homemade signs saying 20 is plenty and kill your speed, not a child.
Market Hall refurb makes exciting progress. Work on the new Market Hall in Newton Abbott is moving full steam ahead, Teignbridge District Council has said. All external and internal demolition has now been successfully completed, clearing the way for the next phase of the project, which involves the building's external facade. The work will include key structural enhancements and the installation of new paving. These changes will start to bring the vision for the space to life from the outside in, said the council. Inside, the refurbishment is just beginning and already we're catching glimpses of the hall's incredible potential, the council added. TDC said it is on track for opening in spring 2026.